This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The breeding female wolf in the King Mountain Pack, that's in South Rout County, has died. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirmed Friday night that they received a mortality signal on the GPS collar of the wolf last Wednesday. An investigation into the cause of death is underway. King Mountain is just southwest of Toponas. At Toponas Hall Sunday night, there was a discussion called Native Americans Recollections. Different longtime locals spoke on archaeological traces of Ute life in Egeria Park and the Flat Tops Wilderness. Doug Gates is one who grew up in the area and had heard the history of the Utes in the area from his relatives.
I'm a fifth generation rancher in Burns, and then I ended up with a ranch over here on the Kaiser Ranch. My great-great-grandpa had built a stage stop up on Gore Pass and everything, so my family's been around here for a lot of years.
The rancher spoke about growing up around fire rings and caves, arrowheads, and petroglyphs as part of the Toponas History Talk series. Be especially aware right now of burning for agriculture and debris. That's the message from the Bureau of Land Management and Moffat County Sheriff's Office. Low moisture this winter. The ongoing drought conditions have left more dead vegetation than usual. If you plan to burn, let local emergency managers know it's required. Residents in Moffat County must call the Sheriff's Office first. To burn safely, check the weather, know the fire restrictions, notify your neighbors, have a shovel, plenty of water close by, create a fire line, and never leave a burn unattended. Colorado State Patrol is continuing its St. Patrick's Day DUI enforcement crackdown. That's through Wednesday. Drive carefully. Don't ever drink under the influence. A $3 million grant's been awarded to provide critical infrastructure development at the new business park at Yampa Valley Regional Airport. The grant was submitted by Rout County and the airport, the Town of Hayden, and Yampa Valley Electric Association. The project is expected to create 232 jobs with an estimated $75 million in private investment that will enhance the capacity for aviation services and commercial development. More details on our website. Soda Creek Elementary headed into the past weekend with a third annual reading extravaganza. This year's theme, Relaxed Reading Rally. Kaylin Ryan McGeever is a biliteracy teacher at Soda Creek.
It's really just elevating cultural diversity, and especially that we have here in the Yampa Valley, and celebrating literature.
Community members came to the school Friday to read a cultural story to each classroom. Steamboat Resort has promoted Lucy Shamilt Murphy to Director of Hotel Sales and Catering at Steamboat Resort. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.